السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على نبينا محمد المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: الذي خلقني فهو يهدين، والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين، وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين، والذي يميتني ثم يحيين، والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Honorable elders, brothers, and mothers and sisters, in this world, when a person assigns some work to somebody, when a person appoints someone to complete a task, when a person delegates a task to somebody else, the first thing a person looks at is that person's capability, that person's expertise, that person's experience, whether that person has the potential to complete that task and to complete that responsibility, whether that person is able or the person is not able. The second thing that a person looks at is, how much does this person care about me? How much does this person love me? How much does this person respect me? How much does this person worry what my image of him is? Right. And if a person ticks off these boxes, a person, he gets a check mark in these 2-3 questions, then a person will appoint somebody else with a responsibility. A person will trust another person with a responsibility. And when he appoints this person with his responsibility, with the responsibility, then a person, he sits down with a peace of mind that the person who I have entrusted this task with, the person I have entrusted this responsibility with, he is an capable person. He is a person with expertise. He is a person that is responsible. He is a person with experience, so he will definitely complete my task and he will do it to the best of his ability. My dear respected brothers and sisters, similarly, a mu'min, a believer, someone who believes in the qudrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he entrusts all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, he tells us in the Holy Quran, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should the believers place their trust and should the believers place their reliance. The more a person has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person, he recognizes the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person recognizes the qudrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will be content in submitting all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, my dear respected brothers and sisters, a disbeliever also adopts means. A disbeliever also adopts asbab. And a believer also adopts means, and a believer also adopts asbab. But the difference, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that the disbeliever, after adopting the asbab, after adopting the means, after taking measures, after taking precautions, the disbeliever is always in a state of worry, is always in a state of anxiety, is always in a state of panic, is always in a state of fear. And on the other hand, the believer, the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after taking those same precautions, after taking those same measures, the believer, he has peace, he has a peace of mind. A believer, he has a sense of sukoon. A believer, he has a sense of tranquility, and a believer has a sense of itminan. Like when a person, he goes to the operation theater, he knows that the doctor performing his operation is the most famous specialist in this field. Not only is he a specialist, but he is also a person that he has a personal relationship with. So when he knows that the doctor is a professional, he's a specialist in the field, and I also have a personal relationship with him, he is my friend, or he is a friend of a friend, then this person, this patient, he has a sense of satisfaction that this doctor will take good care of me. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, the same way a Muslim, when a mu'min, when he delegates all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return, what does he get? In return, he gets a peace of mind, and in return, he gets a sense of satisfaction. Now, my dear respected brothers and sisters, even satisfaction has levels. The more a person has the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person has the recognition of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more sukoon and the more satisfaction he will have. Our beloved grandfather, and the grandfather of our ummah, the ummah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the great grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he expresses his ma'rifah, and he expresses his recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so simply, so beautifully. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved these words so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he included these words in the Holy Quran. What did our great grandfather Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, what did he say? He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in whose hands is life and in whose hands is death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives sickness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives shifa and is the one who gives cure. The one who created me, the one who guided me. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when we turn our taps on, when we turn the sink on in our house and water starts flowing from the tap, we all know that the water is not originating from the tap. The water is not sourced from the tap. Rather, the water comes from a tank which is being supplied by the lake, or is being supplied by the ocean, or is being supplied by a well. And if that supply stops, if the supply stops from the tank, then you can turn on the water all you want. You can turn on the tap all you want. You can turn on the sink all you want, but you will not even see a drop of water. Exactly in the same manner, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we see our rizq coming from our paycheck. We see the food coming from the grocery store. We see our headache going away with Tylenol. But the believer, the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has complete iman and he has complete yaqeen, and he has conviction that no, there is an unseen system behind all this. There is an unseen being. There is a being who we cannot see with our eyes, who completely controls this entire nizam, who completely controls this entire system, and he has a full control over this system. If this unseen being wants that paycheck can be deposited into my bank, but I will not be able to spend even one penny of it. If that unseen being wants my entire fridge and my entire cabinet and all the shelves in my house can be stacked with groceries, but even one morsel will not go down my throat. If that unseen being wants, I can have all the Tylenol and I can have all the Advil and all the aspirin in the world, but my headache will not go away. This is our yaqeen. This should be the belief and the aqeedah of a mu'min. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what does he say? He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. It is my Allah who feeds me. It is my Allah who gives me water to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives me sickness. And it is that same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will give me good health. On the outside, apparently, it seems as if good health comes from a good diet. On the outside, apparently, it seems as if good health comes from vitamins. But the believer knows that good health only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the outside, it seems as if coronavirus can happen when someone is in contact with someone who had this disease. But the believer knows that coronavirus, COVID-19, is powerless without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the believer, the mu'min, more than means, more than asbab, a believer, he worries about pleasing the one who created those asbab. Why? Because when a believer, he pleases the one who created the asbab, then the one who created the asbab will give the believer special protection and special security that nobody else can provide for him. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us remove our iman from this coronavirus. Let us remove our iman from COVID-19 and let us increase our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, what does he say? He says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I am sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides me with cure. Sickness is in his hands and shifa is also in his hands. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep one sick person amongst a million healthy people. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, he can keep one person healthy amongst a million sick people. This is our aqeedah and this is our belief. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes on to say, وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. Life and death is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where all the odds of survival are zero, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give a person life. And when all the odds of dying are zero, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows us this again and again. Look at the story of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a little baby, a little child. When he is born, his mother is scared. The murderer of the time, Fir'aun, the zalim, the oppressor, the murderer, the killer, he has issued an order that every single child that is born in my kingdom should be slaughtered and should be killed. Fir'aun and his army are killing children left, right and center. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother is scared. My child will be taken from me and my child will be slaughtered in front of my own eyes. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command her? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that take your child and place him inside a box. Take your child and place him inside a box. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to run inside the jungle, to run far, far away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your son. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's mother, place your child inside a box. What happens when you place someone inside a box? The person suffocates, the child will suffocate, and the child will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the mother, place your child inside a box. Not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, place the child inside a box, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, place your child inside a box, and then throw that box inside the sea. Let the rough currents and let the waves of the sea take him away. Again, what happens when you throw someone inside the sea? Death. What happens when you throw a child inside a box? Death. Then where does that current take him? Where do the waves of the sea take him? Right in the hands of the murderer and the oppressor of the time, Fir'aun, who is not sparing any child. Everything that is happening with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is indicating towards death. The box, death. The sea, being thrown inside the sea, death. Landing in the hands of Fir'aun, death. All the odds are against life. Everything is indicating towards death. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can sustain life where all the odds are against life. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give death, then even if all the odds are against death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can give death. Look at Qarun, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Qarun, he had all the wealth in the world. Qarun, he had the biggest army in the world. Qarun had the biggest palaces and the biggest fortresses that anybody in the world had. People would follow his orders at the snap of a finger. Qarun would not even need to move his tongue, just a nod of the head, and Qarun would get what he wanted. But what happened, my dear respected brothers and sisters? Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. That same earth wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the substance of life, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed plantation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed vegetables. That same earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that earth to open up and swallow Qarun. And no one, his army was not able to help him, his family was not able to help him, his wealth was not able to help him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all the odds are against life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can sustain life. When all the odds are against death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give death. This should be mine and your yaqeen, my dear respected brothers and sisters. A believer, a mu'min, he adopts the means, he adopts the asbab, he takes the precautions, he takes the security measures, but after all that, he places his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ultimately places his reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes his medication, he adopts the means, but his faith is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when his faith is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him sukoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tranquility. My dear respected brothers and sisters, in these times, when the whole world is living in fear, let us increase our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us realize that whatever is happening is only a manifestation of the qudrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving His qudrah to humanity. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. وَفِعْلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُوا عَنْ حِكْمَةٍ. And the actions of a Hakim, the actions of a wise person, are never free from any wisdom. So whatever is happening in this world around us today, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is in accordance with the hikmah and with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not challenge and let us not question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, let us use this as an opportunity to recognize the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us use this opportunity when we are in quarantine to increase our connection with the Holy Quran, with the Kalam of Allah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the greatest means for a person to strengthen their heart is the Quran. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we revealed this Quran to you so that we can strengthen your heart. So in this time where our hearts are weakened, when we are in anxiety, when we are in stress, where we are in panic, where we are in grief, my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us read the Holy Quran. Let us try and understand the tafsir of the Holy Quran by listening to our scholars, by reading the tafsirs under the guidance of our local and our trustworthy and our knowledgeable scholars. Let us understand the message of the Quran. The more we read the Quran and we read the stories of the prophets that came before us and the pious people that came before us, this will be a means of our hearts strengthening. And inshallah, when our hearts are strengthened, then we will be able to overcome this challenge and this test and this trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in. I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all strength in this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this quality of tawakkul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this quality of reliance and faith and trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all our difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all our worries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the strength to go through this trial and go through this challenge and go through this difficult time that we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who are sick and who are ill amongst us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all complete shifa. Whoever is going through any difficulties, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their difficulties, and all of our loved ones who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete maghfira and forgiveness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them jannatul firdaus. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khayran ahsan al jaza. Just a few announcements inshallah. Number one, as I announced yesterday, and as you may have seen the posters circulating on WhatsApp and also the post on our Islamic Society of Toronto website, alhamdulillah, today we have started our first session of our Path to Piety. Every year, alhamdulillah, on the Easter weekend in our masjid, we have the Path to Piety Youth Conference. Well, alhamdulillah, hundreds and thousands of brothers and sisters, they come to the masjid and they join the program and they benefit from our scholars, our guest scholars. Unfortunately, this year, due to the situation, we will not be able to have an in-house conference. But just like in our Sharia, where the original ruling is that we must make wudu before we perform our salah, but in the absence of water, we can make tayammum. So inshallah, let us consider this year's conference to be tayammum. We'll be having a virtual conference over our Mixler, inshallah. But brothers and sisters, inshallah, can still benefit from the gems from our guest scholars, inshallah. Mufti Abdul Subhan Dalwi from the UK, he will be joining us after Maghrib Salah at 8:20 tomorrow after Dhuhr Salah. The Honorable Scholar from the United Kingdom, Maulana Ibrahim Bam, inshallah, he will be speaking after Dhuhr Salah at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Then after Maghrib Salah tomorrow, my colleague Imam, Maulana Imran Patel Sahab, inshallah, he will be delivering a dars after Maghrib Salah. And the final session and the final dua will be Sunday after Dhuhr with a respected scholar from South Africa, Maulana Suleiman Rawat, inshallah, he will be addressing us. So brothers and sisters, inshallah, are requested to tune in to our Mixler with their families, inshallah. And also pass along the link to your family and friends. And inshallah, we look forward to you joining us. Also, today is the day of Jumu'ah. And as I've been mentioning the past two Thursdays, even though we may not be coming to the masjid and we may not be performing our Salatul Jumu'ah in the masjid, but let us still honor this day of Friday, this day of Jumu'ah, wear our best clothes, put on our perfume, increase our salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read our Suratul Kahf, tell our children to recite Suratul Kahf. If our children are not able to read the entire Suratul Kahf, at least the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, inshallah. And the time between Asr and Maghrib is a very special time and opportunity to make dua. It is the Sa'atul Ijaba, a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He listens to our du'as. So let us take this opportunity between Asr and Maghrib Salah, inshallah, to make du'as. As far as Jum'ah Salah is concerned, as I have been mentioning, both options are there. Those brothers who have a minimum of 4 or 5 people, inshallah, they can perform their Jum'ah Salah. Otherwise, brothers and sisters can, inshallah, read their Dhuhr Salah in their own homes. Both these opinions are permissible. And inshallah, those who read their Dhuhr Salah, but their hearts are yearning to be in the masjid and performing their Jum'ah Salah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant all these brothers, inshallah, the same reward as they would have got for coming in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reading their Jum'ah. Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jaza. Inshallah, we hope have all of you tune in today after Maghrib Salah at 8:20. Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.